Okay, so this is episode 2 of Let's Play Shades of Doom. Now, one thing I forgot to mention is, let's see. Because I used one of my favorite weapons. Now, you access the bio grenades by hitting the G key, unlike the rest of the weapons. Why they couldn't have assigned them to the zero key, because, you know, all the rest of the, you know, I don't know. But the bio grenade will destroy or injure anything that comes within its range, and they have a range of about 40 feet. Although, you can actually, if you're in a big enough space, you can fling them up to 90 feet away from you. But the way they work is when you press spacebar, your arm will start swinging. And you hit the spacebar again at the right time to throw the grenade farther away from you. And you definitely don't want to be in the range of these weapons, because they will kill you. But they can at the same time get you out of a very tight fix.
West. North. Door. In 11 feet.
See, now this area, I don't quite get it, because they have this room that's basically a dead end, and yet the passage that you start in is also a dead end, because you start facing east, and if you go east from that passage, there's nothing there, and yet if you go in that room I was just in, and then you take that passage, the rest of the level will open up. Or like if you head east first and then go in that door, there'll be a new, but we have a new enemy. We have the cyborg. These guys can be quite tricky. Well, of course I make it look a lot easier than they often are. But we're going to head north here.
Door in 1 feet.
Now, another thing I forgot to mention is the mines that we have. Because we have the biodisruptor mine, which is like the biogrenade, except for it only has a range of about 5 feet. And it will count down from 10 to 1. And after it reaches 1, it is actually armed. And it will sit there until something comes within range, and once it does, it will detonate, but it will not destroy any items a monster was carrying. So if you had a mutant human and you dropped that mine, the mutant human would either be injured or killed, but the object it was carrying would be undamaged. Now, the timed and blast mine that we found is another matter, because it will detonate once it, you know, it just counts down from 10 to 1, and once it hits 1, it detonates, but it will destroy inanimate objects. And of course, both of these mines will kill you if you happen to be in range. I know the bio mine can, if you're just within the range of it, it might just injure you, but more often than not, it'll kill you. But anyway, we have a door on the left.
North.
We're facing north, so we're going to turn west and enter this room, which is a bathroom. And I'm going to, first I'm going to flush the toilet. And then I'm going to drop the mine. And yes, there is a reason for doing this. Yeah. There we go. Something was just injured by that. We have a new enemy here. We have the, we have the, which is 18. Now, These are probably one of the most dangerous enemies in the game. Because...
Bio grenades. So, in 19
feet. Ooh, bio grenades. I'm definitely going to grab those. I'll do that after I deal with...
22
but
feet.
These blobs...
Manual bolt gun, semi-automatic bolt gun, 20 feet.
These gelatinous blobs will kill you easily.
200.
I mean,
wow.
One of these things can easily kill you in one hit. Even... And they have extremely... They have extremely high defense, so they will take a lot of beating before they die. But, I mean, even on the easiest difficulty setting, these guys will kill you! Bad H.C. Bailey impersonations aside, yeah, these guys are not... These guys are nothing to mess with, because those, I mean, they... One of those things gets a hold of you... You'll be lucky if it doesn't kill you outright. So we have one more door on this corridor. Which I think I may have passed. Actually, I did. Come on. Wait a minute. That was the bathroom.
West. North.
I guess sometimes the object locator doesn't... Ah,
west.
Here we go.
Medkit.
Ooh, a medkit. This room is... can be kind of tricky because there's two cyborgs in here. And the cyborg, like I said, I mean, they're just like mutant humans, except for they can take more of a beating. But like humans, they can carry guns or other weapons, which they often will. Now, the med kit is your healing item. You use one of those things and it'll restore a random amount of health. You can be basically on death's door, you know, death's doorstep, and use one of those med kits and it could bring you back to full health. Or it could have an effect that's so small that it's almost not noticeable. So, it's totally random. Although, most of this game is pretty random, actually. Like the messages, for instance. The only fixed one is the one on the first level. And yes, I save a lot, but... Now, to do that, you hit F3, and then choose which slot, and you have 9 slots to choose from. And then to reload it, you hit F4, and then again you... Ah, here we go. This is what I like to refer to as... I tend to refer to it as the doghouse. Well, I better turn that off.
56%.
Holy shit, 56%.
East.
Now, to find out how much battery life your scope has, it's, you know, you hit Control S.
Scope battery in 17 feet.
And those batteries will add 100 units of energy to your scope.
Equipment to the door. Equipment to the right.
Wow, there's usually a lot more stuff in this room. I wonder who's supposed to be manning that radio. I'm assuming it wasn't the dog. Oh, yes, it's this room.
Door in box.
I suppose this room is kind of cool because you got the passages and then the
magic in wow feet.
Machinery.
13 feet. 31 feet.
Wow. He's actually walking away from me.
Magic taken. Door in 18 feet. Manual bolt gun. Semi-automatic bolt gun.
Five feet.
South. South.
Data
wafer in
5 feet. Get
that data wafer. White wafer. Take a door in. Door. Equipment.
I hope I've gotten everything in there.
No.
Okay, so we're in the right spot for the moment. Ah, yes. I believe I know where we are. Well, maybe not quite, but we're getting there.
Door in 15. Door in 15.
Ah, yes. This is what I, and a lot of other players of this game, like to refer to as the boom room. Because you open this door and there is a mutant human standing in each of the far corners of the room and they have guns. So you enter that room and they will cut you down like, yeah, especially, I mean, if you're really good, you can take him out with your gun, but I'm not going to try that, even on the easy difficulty. I'm going to use a bio grenade. I don't know if you heard that, but that released that sort of faint thump. And yes, you almost always get some sort of goodies from these two. Ambience in this. I mean, it's kind of a deserted kind of feel. Now, the flak armor we just picked up is an upgrade to the body armor. You automatically equip a new piece of armor as you get it. Now, there was a passageway off to the right. Just before we got here. Sometimes you might find a package of bio grenades in there.
Six.
But
semi-automatic 482.
There we go. 482. But yeah, you might find a set of bio grenades in there, but
north. East. North.
Am I even going the right way?
Yes. West.
Yes, I have been there.
Equipment.
Yes. Wait a minute. I know this place. This is that room with all those machines. Okay. Yeah, I'm basically running. Ah, there's the turnoff. I was like, where the... Whoa! Oh god, I hate these guys. Now that little laughing dude was one of the most annoying enemies of the game. They're insane scientists, and they will show up out of nowhere, and they won't hurt you, but if they touch you, they'll steal an item from your inventory. And so, while you don't necessarily have to kill them, well, you do if they steal something from you and you want to get it back, then you do have to kill them. But you don't necessarily have to kill them in order to complete the game. And if I'm not mistaken, they don't count towards your message total, because the message for each level is usually found on the last monster in the level. And the game has a monster counter. So if you don't kill every enemy in the game, or in the level, you will miss the message. And you will then just have to guess the sequence or whatever for any
door in 15 feet. Magic to the left, message to the left, security ahead, door feet.
So it looks like we're going to need two yellow data wafers. Let's see.
One yellow, two yellow.
Yep, yellow and yellow for the first two. Speaking of.
Data wafers green, one blue, one yellow, two white, 11. Data wafers not found, zero.
Yeah, you're going to notice that the white data wafer is the most common data wafer that you'll find. And then, like the blue... or the green ones are very rare.
Door in, wow, feet.
The blue ones are somewhat more common. The yellow ones are still more common, and then the white ones are the most common. Let's see what's in here. Aha, the elevator. You always know you're in an elevator room because you'll hear that beeping. I'm not sure what that's supposed to represent, or if that's just...
Door in, 6 feet, south. Elevator, behind, 2, 1, left, door, 0. South.
All right, so... here we are, going down to level 3. And we will explore level 3 next time on Let's Play Shades of Doom. This is Brian 1980.
Viewfinder.
Off.
Image.
Level three.
Double tap to focus. Flash off.
So,
stop mode.
Again, this
video.
Is Brian
stop recording video.
Off.
Button.
Have a good day.